You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, so we are going to the phones here in just 1 second. We're in number three of the today's Triple Dipper, the weaponization of government. And if you've been watching over the last few days, we had the Durham report that came out with a scathing indictment of the abuses of the FBI and DOJ. And by the way, just to remember, this show is not the one that gets out there and slams the rank and file. I really believe the men and women of the FBI, largely speaking, in the rank and file especially, are patriots. But what we're seeing is a problem with some of the direction they're being given and some of the leadership that they have to endure. And whistleblowers this week also began to openly say exactly that. Well, one of the things that most disturbingly came to light recently is that the FBI, in terms of pursuing biases and looking at things that, seem to indicate that conservatives are on the target list, began to target Catholics, of all things. But I still find this to be antithetical to common sense, but basically Catholics were on the hit list, so to speak. They were even looking at developing leads in churches. But I'm not going to expand on it too much further. What I want to do is bring in someone who's been tracking this story. I made contact yesterday with Alyssa Murphy. Alyssa is with the National Catholic Register. She's the Register's managing editor of digital assets. She's spent a lot of time on the air herself over time, and she is now making time for Right Side Radio. So without further ado, Alyssa Murphy, thanks for joining Right Side.
Good afternoon, Phil. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Well, listen, thanks for what you do. Thanks for making some time for us on today's show. And has the Register been covering this issue of the FBI targeting folks of the Catholic faith?
You know, yeah, it really is a shocking story. And it just keeps getting deeper, it seems. I mean, we saw with testimony just yesterday on the House floor, Rep. Jim Jordan saying, if you're a parent attending a school board meeting, if you're a pro-lifer praying at a clinic, or you're simply Catholic going to Mass, you are a target of the government, a target of the FBI. And it really does seem to be that case. You know, we, of course, had that scathing FBI memo that came out of the Richmond office that specifically said the FBI was targeting, quote-unquote, traditional Catholics, trad Catholics, but we know it goes even deeper than that when we've seen the SWAT team arrive at the door of Mark Houck and others. It really is just an eye-opening hearing that we're seeing. And as Jim Jordan told whistleblowers before they even spoke yesterday, get ready because Democrats are going to come after you.
Well, and we saw that, and we saw the way they did it during the hearing, too. And the whistleblowers, I was super impressed with their composure. I was impressed with their own personal resumes. Two of them were combat veterans. All of them have been cops on the beat somewhere. And this bothered them. This is one of the things that bothered them. And I look at it and I think, okay, I mean I've got a number of family members that are Catholic, and so some of what I'm saying I get, some I don't quite get. But so tell me why it would be a thing that those who go to a Latin Mass are more extremist than those who don't. I mean, that's kind of what the FBI was saying in some categories.
Yeah, I mean, and if you even recall, I think the testimony was last week or a couple weeks ago, you know, there was when the FBI agents themselves were being questioned on that memo, there was a very telling moment when a congressman asked, it's okay to be Roman Catholic, right? And there's literally this pregnant pause of silence. No one answers. And he finally has to reiterate, someone answer me, please, with this very awkward silence. And it does seem to be that it's not okay to be Roman Catholic, as we've seen with this FBI report
Wow.
that was released Specifically, the memo states that racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists and radical traditionalist Catholic ideology almost certainly presents new mitigation strategies. And these strategies, they say, include new avenues for source and tripwire development. And I'm sorry here for the legalese, because it's really code for get your local priest and fellow mass goer down the pew to spy on you. And wow. That really does seem to be an infiltration to some degree. And really, I think it comes down to beliefs. We're not allowed to have beliefs anymore. It really is, you know, life has become an opinion. And if you hold near and dear to your family and those core values, you really seem to be under attack these days.
Wow. I mean, you said that so well. So let me ask you a couple things about leadership, because, you know, so often leadership can make a difference. So first of all, the highest office in the land is held by a Catholic, Joe Biden. Has he ever said anything about this, favorable or unfavorable? I don't recall that he has.
No, he hasn't. And if anything, he somewhat discredits it. And that's what you seem to hear, is everyone kind of shrugging this off as if it's not a story. And that's a sad reality. And that's, I think, especially, you know, as you mentioned with the whistleblowers yesterday, you know, their demeanor and the courage they had to come forward.
Yeah.
It's really sad that their lives and their names are being shamed in this way. And to think that they not only, you know, just as anyone, we're in our office right now. If you heard something, you know, that was questionable, and you try to just raise a red flag inside your office, that somehow then ultimately you could lose your job and your clearances to then not be allowed to feed your family. I mean, it really is shocking, especially when a lot of these agents put themselves in harm's way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's very similar to the military in that sense. That they are here to protect and serve.
Well, so let me ask you, Alyssa, and going back to the leadership question too. So FBI documentation and FBI whistleblowers and the Durham report are all indicating that one of the, you know, most egregious forms of, you know, predisposed extremist watch list type things were practicing Catholics. What's the leadership of the Catholic Church saying? Has the church itself weighed in on this and made a statement, or is it just being left pretty much to, you know, Catholic pundits like yourself to add an opinion to the matter?
You know, there's been some uproar, especially on social media. We've seen some bishops react to the news, and I believe the U.S. bishops did come out with a statement right after the FBI memo was released. But there hasn't been, in my humble opinion, there hasn't really been enough, you know, outrage about it. And, you know, it's sad because at the same time you have this dueling thing occurring where the pontiff himself, Pope Francis, has, you know, somewhat limited traditional Latin masses for his own reasons. And a lot of people are upset about that as well. And I fear that a lot of people that have no grasp of either the hearings that are going on and also within what's going on within the Catholic Church is that somehow traditional Catholics are getting a bad rap.
Well,
because why would the Pope be limiting these masses? And at the same time, the FBI thinks we should look into them. Apparently, there's an issue here, you know, and that's what's really strange is if you recall, I don't know, when was that? Last year or so, remember? There was that rosary extremist story.
Yeah.
Where people, you know, if you had a rosary, you were an extremist. And I think it really comes down to and when you think of social media and those terms in that world, people do look at these visuals and these images and they think it holds so much more meaning. And I really think we're at that state where people now are associating the fact that you actually pray and fervently do something on a daily basis, therefore there must be some malicious intent in what you're doing, when it's interesting to look at.
Yeah. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Well, listen, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for a power outage. You can't control some things like the weather, but the power just like everything went down. And right smack in the middle of a great interview with Alyssa Murphy, who is one of the managing editors at the National Catholic Register. And I was able to get hold of her during the break, and she has been gracious enough to come back and sort of cap off her comments. So first of all, Alyssa, can you hear me okay? Are we good?
Yeah, Phil, great to be back.
Man, it's even a better connection than we had before. That's good.
Nothing like a southern storm.
I'm saying, well, it's not storming now, but somebody somewhere, maybe a squirrel hit a transformer. Who knows? But hey, let me ask you, just with a few minutes left here before the next break, we were talking about right before the power went out.
Just with a few minutes left here before the next break,
and now we're double feeding.
We were talking.
Hang on a second. You got me, Boomer? Wow, we are just kicking. Hey, Liz, are you still there? I just lost her too.
Give me a second.
Oh God.
There we go. Now you're good.
All right, Alyssa, we lost signal, then we came back again. Are you good?
Right back here.
Wow, our show is not always like this, but anyway. Hey, listen, tell me this. What's the leadership of the Catholic Church saying to the moment that we're in? And we got about 3 minutes left to talk.
You know, there has been some reaction and there's an outrage, especially because we do have a Catholic president who himself has been mum on this issue. Of course, he's always touting his Catholic faith. But an interesting point just to consider about this, when we think of a radical traditionalist Catholic, this verbiage was used in this FBI memo. If you dig deep into how that is defined, a radical traditionalist Catholic, the FBI uses a definition from a specific group, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, no.
And the way they define them is a tie to their pro-life activism. So there you see the tie-in with what Rep. Jim Jordan was saying yesterday about this not only being Catholics, but also pro-life families. And it's just a sad reality that the Southern Poverty Law Center is having a word in this at all, just given their credibility. And really what gives the government the right to essentially decide what forms of Christianity are acceptable and which are not. And when you look at even a mass on a Sunday or any given day, it's really one of the last public spaces you can walk into that have families, children, the elderly all together. And it's too bad that FBI agents, maybe that's why they're going to mass for intelligence gathering, because you actually do have a great swath of diversity that you really don't find anywhere else these days. It's just a really shocking world we're in. But thank God for Jim Jordan, for him really bringing all this stuff into light. And unfortunately, a lot of the media is not covering this, but we always cover stories like this at ncregister.com.
Well, listen, and as I was about to say, I'm glad you said ncregister.com. You guys do good stuff. And Alyssa, I really appreciate you hanging in there through our power outage and giving us some of your time this afternoon. Keep doing what you're doing. And if we see more of the story developing, I'd love to get you back on again.
I enjoyed the ride. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Alyssa.
Well, all right, take care.
All right. So, yeah, as we get ready to head to the next break, again, apologies for the technicals, but I will say this. Boomer was on it. So
I was on it, guys. Still trying to be on it right now.
He was like jumping to his feet, hitting buttons, turning off TVs, resetting the clocks, getting the computers booted back up. And I just sat here just looking pretty and waiting for a chance to talk. But anyway, good job, Boom. All right. So, yeah, we're going to come right back and keep this thread going. I mean, even Attorney General Ken Paxton from Texas had things to say about this. But then what else is being targeted and why is it being targeted? And for the love of God, why is the FBI doing this? Well, it's politicalization. Story in the Epoch Times that I'll cover as soon as we get back says that very thing. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.